sweating, trembling, having trouble concentrating, or overthinking, feeling weak, nervous, or scared about what's going to happen next. If this sounds like you, most likely you are struggling with anxiety, worry, and fear-based thoughts. But instead of panicking, please pause, take a deep breath, and listen up for calming scriptures on fear and anxiety. Because even though living with anxiety can be crippling, that doesn't mean that there's no hope. It's a complete opposite, actually. We can have so much hope, real, authentic hope with Jesus Christ. So let's dive in and read some encouraging Bible verses to help us when we're feeling the weight of anxiety. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. All right, y'all. Here we are. Another episode about anxiety. And, you know, I've said so many times over the course of having this podcast, I have said so many times that I am no stranger to anxiety. Okay? Now, there's different levels of anxiety, for sure. You can have anxiety about what's going to happen, what you're going to do, what someone else is going to do. You can have anxiety about things that are out of our control, such as worldly events. And we can have anxiety about things that we've done or that other people have done to us. Those are definitely all things that can stir up all of those awful, weighty feelings of anxiety. I kind of mentioned a few in the intro of today's episode. But anxiety, having an attack, a fear-based attack, this all goes back to it's all fear, right? And it can happen any time of the day. It can happen first thing in the morning or at night when your brain just starts pushing all the buttons to turn on what I like to call the machine, okay? So you know the machine, all right? It roars to life and it starts pumping all the worst things into your mind, usually at 3 a.m. in the morning, okay? And you could be totally asleep and then all of a sudden you wake up and the machine turns on and just like that, you know, I'm awake and I'm alone with all my problems. They're very, very loud. Thinking, stressing, anxious about the future, wondering if I can get it all done, afraid that I've wasted too much time already, scared about what other people think, you know, having made up arguments in my head with random people in the dark that somehow, even in my imagination, I still lose. I don't know why that is. But it's some serious torture. And you probably can relate to this. If you suffer from anxiety, you can relate to waking up in the middle of the night with just an attack. And you can ask yourself, where did that come from? Why, you know, I was asleep. Or maybe you weren't. Maybe you were just laying there and you've been laying there for 3 hours and your brain's just pushing all the buttons. All the buttons. You know, or maybe, also like me, your anxiety can attack in the middle of the day when your to-do list just feels a mile long and completely impossible and you can't seem to do anything except feel paralyzed or collapse on the floor, you know, after spinning in circles. Because the thought of responding to just one more email or doing just one more thing is going to make you just completely spiral out of control. Anxiety is a real problem that millions of people deal with every day. It's estimated, actually, that over 40 million adults are living with some type of anxiety disorder. That is absolutely true. And I wonder if those numbers have increased in the past couple years, honestly. Having anxiety isn't easy, quote unquote, easy to get over with. I want to stress that. It's not something that we can just snap our fingers and it's going to be magically gone, but we do need to snap our fingers and take action when anxiety strikes. Otherwise, we're going to remain completely paralyzed. And so, you know, I've covered some situations on how we can feel anxiety. I think you're pretty much aware by now, if you have anxiety, that, yeah, these things are true. Check, check, check. Exclamation point. Yes. But what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Here's the thing. We can continue to go back to the machine, pressing the buttons and feeling terrible and producing all the negative thoughts, or we can turn to God to help with anxiety. In that moment, we can actually stop and turn to Jesus and pray for strength. We can pray for sleep, and we can pray for all the people that wronged us instead of entertaining pretend fights in our heads that, you know, really don't do anything. It just brings up more anxiety and more questions. Maybe right now you're asking if prayer really can help with anxiety and how to trust God with anxiety. But first off, yes, prayer can help. It's one of the ways that we can let go and we can demonstrate our trust in God. It's the first step, honestly. I'm not going to say it's the only step, but it is the first step in overcoming your anxiety. We need to stop and pray. We need to turn off the machine, and we need to turn to the Lord. You know, the definition of trust is to have confidence or reliance on something. By praying about our anxiety, we're placing our reliance on God instead of ourselves. This is in no way saying that we don't seek proper medical care if necessary, you know, FYI, but it simply means that we lean on God in our worst times to ask for direction, wisdom, support, and relief. As I said, we must remember that this is His battle to fight for us. We cannot fight it on our own. What we need to do is pause. And I want to share this because it's something that someone shared with me this week and I really liked it, so I'm going to read it to you. It's an acronym, PAUSE. Okay, so P stands for present moment. Be present to the moment. Be present in this moment. I feel like anxiety means that you're not really present in the moment as much as you're afraid about what happened or what is going to happen. You're not really thinking about what's happening presently. So I think this is a good place to start. P, present. A stands for awareness. Becoming aware that God is in this moment. God is your moment. U stands for unity. He is with me. Through Jesus, I have communion with the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, enveloped in the love of God, a union that is unbreakable. S stands for space. You know, where am I? What situation am I in? Where do I find myself in this space? Where do I find the Lord in this space? This doesn't mean that we overanalyze where we're at in our space. It's asking you to welcome God into your space and knowing that He's been in your space. That makes sense. You're working with me and for me. The Lord is working for you. Lastly, E stands for embrace. Embrace all of the above. He is present. He is with you. You are in Him. He is with you. He is in you. He's always near. He's always working. When you're having anxiety, pause. Present, awareness, unity, space, embrace. Those are things we can do to stop and refocus. So before we dive into the verses, we're going to pause and we're going to take a moment to pray. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in weakness. I found myself out of control in these thoughts, but I know I can do all things through you, through Christ, which strengthens me. Lord, please help me to overcome this spiritual battle in my mind. Please lift me up in your loving arms and take away any thoughts of fear or anxiousness. Please replace these feelings with comfort and reassurance from you, Lord. Thank you for leading me to your word. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being in my space, being here with me right now, and holding me up. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. I want to read to you guys some of the best Bible verses for anxiety and fear. These are Bible verses that I go back to again and again. And I'm going to read through these. And I hope that it helps you wherever you're at right now with your anxiety. I pray that it helps you. Philippians 4, 6 through 9 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Psalm 56, 3 through 4, and 10 through 13. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Matthew 6, 25 through 34. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Psalm 55, 16 through 19, and 22. "As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, He will hear them and humble them because they have no fear in God. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. 1 John 4:16-19. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Lamentations 3:55-57. I called on your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 Peter 5:6-10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. I pray that this has helped you in this moment with your anxiety or inspired you to dive deeper into God's word. If you want to go back and read these specific verses, I've dropped a link all about this episode in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to visit me at brokenablessed.com for more help on your anxiety. You can also sign up for my free anxiety series that can help walk you through overcoming your anxiety. A link to that is also included in the show notes. Praying you have a blessed, calm week, and I'll catch you next time.